Ology 101 with Linton Taco.
It's Orlando's Rock Station 101.1 WJRR. This hour brought to you by JRR's daily Instagram contest. Hope you're following us on Instagram at 101.1 WJRR.
Yeah, if you're not following us, we give away tickets each and every day. Again, it's at 101.1 WJRR. Today, Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets.
Just click on the Instagram post. You'll be registered.
I'm looking at the upcoming prizes this week. We have some good ones. So, at 101.1 WJRR.
Well, another quick reminder. 8 o'clock, right around 8 o'clock, we have some more Earth Day birthday news to share with you. Okay, so.
I think it's news you're going to like, too.
I hope so. Hope so. All right, let's start off with this dude, the man who did not like to party.
Okay.
Works for a company, or worked for a company in France called Cubic Partners. It's a business consulting firm.
And they like to party there?
I guess the big boss man throws these end-of-week parties every week, and everyone is pretty much expected to be there and participate, where the guy's brought a complaint, legal complaint. He's just referred to in the legal proceedings as Mr. T.
Because he just wants to drink tea instead of party.
Could be. But anyway, I'm assuming that's the first initial of his last name. Yeah. So the complainant says he was fired from the business consulting firm for not being Mr. Fun and wanting to participate in the weekend parties, where he claims drinking in excess was not only encouraged but expected. And then he said there was also some sort of hazing stuff involved sometimes, and he didn't want any part of it.
Well, first off, it's a consulting firm.
He told his boss he did not agree with their definition of fun, so they fired him. Then he sued.
And is he winning a lawsuit, do you know? Or?
So far, here's the deal.
Because it seems like he might.
He is suing for what would amount to about $500,000. So far, he's collected $3,100 from his former employer. There's another hearing coming up where the damages are going to be awarded, which, if he gets the maximum there, could be $479,000.
Well, you look at it and you think...
For not partying.
Well, no, I think where he's getting in, scoring some cash, possibly, is because he put hazing in there. And, you know, people hear hazing or bullying now, and it's like, uh-oh.
Prove those allegations, though, don't you?
I mean, what are you going to do? Show them that you have your butt cracks a little longer from all the wedgies you got, or... I don't know if that's what they're doing at the consulting firm. It might just be beating you with a ruler.
I'm thinking it's probably more like, you know, a flash here or there. Unwanted flashes and things of such after some drinking happens.
Like your barbs over at the coffee machine pulling out a boober.
Had some gin and tonics at the weekend party.
Frank pulling out the fellas over next to the water cooler.
That's what I'm thinking, you know, unwanted, you know, who knows?
Could be.
What'd you get fired for?
I didn't want to party.
You what?
Come on, when your work's having a party, it's fun. You're going to get, you know, they're going to hook you up with food, beverage, enjoy it, indulge.
I could see, though, listen.
I know, like, when the Christmas parties and stuff come around, you're not the biggest fan.
No. That's not what I was even thinking of. I'm thinking of, if this is a weekly thing.
It would get old.
It would. And you're like, Leonard, we think about Friday. When you get, if you're a Monday through Friday worker.
Mm-hmm.
Friday, once it gets here on Friday afternoon at that, the first thing you're thinking about is, I want to get the hell out of here.
Yeah, you get done with your stuff.
I don't want to hang around and party. I'm going to party on my own.
Then you're going to get done with work, party right there at your job, which is still technically work.
Right.
And then you're going to start that day hangover. Where you know what I'm getting at? Where you just have one too many and you go, oh man, now I get a headache.
We'll see how that goes. Anyway,
an update on that. If you search that out later and see it, please update us.
Try to remember to circle back on that.
I'm thinking Hazen, he's going to score.
Florida man, Florida man, Florida man. Got to be a Florida man. He's got to be a Florida man.
I'd like to introduce you to Florida man Thomas Pinson. Thomas is 27 years old. He lives over in the St. Pete area, and he has a tattoo of a rose on his chest that features his mom's full name, Carmen Pinson. How nice.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Thomas got in fight with mom, Carmen, about 3:45 in the morning about money and job-related drama.
Mm-hmm. How about we just boil it all down to what it is? There was partying going on.
Now, well,
it's 3:45 in the morning.
Sounds like the argument stemmed from mom not being happy. Sounds like Thomas had lost his job at the Casual Clam.
Oh, and, no, not at the Casual Clam. Is he Fry Boy?
Doesn't have a job right now.
It, well,
now he's got a domestic against his mom, who he has a chest tattoo of.
Yeah, come on. You love your mom. Don't hit. So, wait, it was the Casual Clam. We all think immediately a restaurant, but it could have been a strip club.
No, it's
could have been a strip club.
It is. It's a seafood restaurant. That would be a great name for a strip club.
Hey, guys, want to head down to the Casual Clam right after this work party? Mr. T's not wanting to go. Is he not wussy? See, there's the hazing.
Yeah.
They were hazing him for not wanting to go to the Casual Clam. Yeah,
Mr. T would be out on that one.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
He worked at the Casual Clam. That alone is the news story. That's the best. You just see him back there running the fryer. Look, with his button-down chef's jacket open up so the female servers can see his mom tattoo, know what a great kid he is.
I got $50 that says if we Google the Casual Clam menu right now, there's a section that says fried baskets.
Oh, definitely.
Right. Mark of any good casual seafood
restaurant.
And what
part of Florida was this
in? Pete.
St. Pete. Oh, there's the Casual Clam, St. Pete. All right. Don't judge a book by its cover. So there's the cover, which is the outside. All right, yeah, I'd definitely go into the Casual Clam.
Look like they have baskets.
Oh, yeah, right there. I mean, okay. What? Four pictures in, there's some fried shrimp next to a thing of coleslaw.
There you go.
There's a whole batch of onion rings that look really good. Sorry to make everybody hungry here. A dozen oysters. Those ones are steamed.
Clam bringing the heat.
Look at this. They have it looks like a mahi roll. Medium rare. Mm. Rare, medium rare. Looks pretty good. If there's more baskets. I didn't go to menu. I just looked at the pictures. I could look at the menu. If you want.
No, you know there's pictures of it. You know.
100%. I'll take the clam basket. He wants some shrimp. She wants some fish and chips.
And do not get me wrong. I love fried seafood baskets.
Oh, they're great.
Whenever I order one of those, it's like, which basket do you want? It doesn't matter.
They all taste the same.
Right. You just got to be in the mood for that.
Now they kind of. Yeah. But, you know, shrimp has a different taste than that fish. Yeah, I see. I got to get off the Casual Clam. I'm going to sidetrack forever.
All right.
Somebody said at 22526. Oh, I thought it was something else. Go ahead.
Odell Beckham Jr., not the only football player who's got on the radar over the weekend. Of course, Odell's little situation at the Miami International Airport yesterday morning, which we have on our Lynch and Taco blog and JR Facebook page, where he delayed the flight by 2 hours because he was, quote, drifting in and out of consciousness.
So lucky for all the other passengers that Odell.
They pulled him off the plane eventually, and the passengers were on their way 2 hours later. But it's not like yesterday was a busy travel day or anything.
Yeah. Thanks, Odell.
How about Terrell Owens, T.O.? T.O. popped up over the weekend.
I haven't heard the name T.O. in a while. What's up?
T.O. was, I guess he needed a late night run to the CVS in L.A. I guess as he was coming out of the CVS, some dude was waiting there for him who had spotted him. And I guess this guy started in on T.O. and then somebody else who was out there who was actually a fan of T.O. jumped in. And the guy started then popping off to the fan, and T.O. was like, hey, man, just shut up. This guy's, you know, he's not messing with me. And the guy now starts giving T.O. crap. T.O. decked him, knocked his ass out. You got video of it.
Hey, the guy's just trying to go to CVS and not for smokes because I know they don't sell them.
11:30 CVS on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
Your mind is going.
I say rubbers. Somebody said that place rocks. Casual Clam.
They have good baskets.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the video of T.O. knocking the dude out if you want that on our site as well. Any questions?
No, I'm still stuck at the Casual Clam.
Lynch and Taco kick off your workday with a big-ass block of rock.
Every morning at 8 a.m. on...